The high-end angler's supply store is part of a business development project known as Titletown, backed by the Green Bay Packers. But the Wisconsin Wetlands Association says the proposed bill exempting the project from a wetlands permit could open the floodgates for other businesses to get similar bills passed to avoid state regulations. Attorney Carl Cinderbrand represents the Wetlands Association.
The effect of this legislation sends the message that if you're influential enough, you can circumvent the law. I embrace Governor Walker's call that Wisconsin should be open for business. Government should not be open for sale to those of influence.
Supporters of the bill say the man who wants to fill the 1.5-acre wetland, Green Bay Packers Executive Committee member John Bergstrom, has agreed to restore wetlands elsewhere and maintain 7 acres of wetlands on the property in perpetuity. Bergstrom's attorney, Paul Kent, says the environmental group's effort to move the project elsewhere is putting a damper on economic growth.
Retailers and the jobs associated with such a development are going elsewhere if we can't get through the permitting process in a more certain and expedited process. And given those challenges, this legislation is a way to move forward.
Democratic legislators hope to amend the bill to add requirements for a flood damage analysis. It could be voted on as soon as next week. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.